Disc 2 of the Sermons of St. Bernard for Advent, compiled and translated at St. Mary's Convent, York, from the edition 1508 in black letter of St. Bernard's Sermons and Letters, Neil Obstat, Henricus G.S. Bowden, Imprimatur, Edmund Canon Sermont, October 1909. The Colloquy of the Blessed Virgin and the Angel. Woe is me, says the prophet, because I have held my peace, because I am a man of unclean lips. I too will say, woe is me, not because I have held my peace, but because I have spoken, for I too am a man of unclean lips. How many vain, erroneous, and unbecoming words hath not this my vile mouth uttered, which now presumes to speak of the things of heaven? Would that there were brought to me from the altar above not one live coal only, but a great ball of fire to touch and cleanse my unworthy lips, and make me fit to repeat the chaste and beautiful colloquies between the angel and the virgin. The evangelist says, and the angel being come into her, that is, to Mary, said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Where did he come into her? I think into the secrecy of her virginal chamber, where perchance, having closed in the door upon her, Mary was praying to her Father in secret. And it was not difficult for the angel to penetrate through the closed door into the inner chamber of the Virgin. Neither bolts nor bars could oppose the subtlety of his nature, to which all solid substances yield, and which bears him whither the impetus of his spirit leads him. We cannot suppose that he found her door unclosed. Who so studiously avoided the companion and conversation of men, lest her recollection should be disturbed or her virtue threatened? Closed, therefore, at that hour was the dwelling that most prudent virgin, but to men, not to angels. For the angels are wont to be near to those who pray. They delight in beholding them raise their pure hands to heaven, and with glad service they present to God the sacrifices of devotion which they offer in the odor of sweetness. How pleasing to the Most High were the prayers of Mary is well shown by the reverence with which the angel saluted her. Being come into her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. In the Acts of the Apostles we read that Stephen was full of grace, and that the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost. But their measure of grace was far other than Mary's. In her dwelt the fullness of the Godhead corporally. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. What wonder that she was full of grace when the Lord was with her? Rather, it is not wonderful that he who had sent the angel was already found by him with the Virgin. Had then God been swifter than the angel and reached the earth before his messenger? Oh, yes! For while the king was on his couch, the spikenard of the Virgin gave forth its sweet perfume, and ascending into his glorious presence, found favor in his sight, while his ministers around exclaimed, Who is she that goeth up by the desert, as a pillar of smoke, of aromatical spices, of myrrh and in frankincense? And straightway the king, going forth from his holy place, rejoiced as a giant to run his way. And though his going out is from the height of heaven, yet through the exceeding desire he hastened on his way, and anticipated his messenger with the Virgin, whom he had loved, whom he had chosen for himself, whose beauty he had desired. Beholding him from afar, the church exclaims exultingly, Behold, he cometh leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. Rightly had the king been desirous of the Virgin's beauty, for she had long before attended to the words of her father David. Hear, O daughter, and see, and incline thy ear, and forget thy people and thy father's house, and the king shall desire thy beauty. She heard and saw, but not as those who, hearing, hear not, and seeing, do not understand. She heard and believed, she saw and understood. She inclined her ear to obedience and her heart to discipline, and forgot her people and her father's house. She cared not to multiply her people by offspring. The honor that might have been hers among her people, and the wealth that might have been accrued to her from her family, she counted as dross, that she might gain Christ. Not even the wish to call Christ her son could lead her to violate her promised virginity. Truly, then, is she full of grace who clung to the grace of virginity and also obtained the glory of fecundity. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. He says, not in thee, but with thee. God, who is equally present everywhere, remains whole and entire by his simple substance and essence. He is present with rational creatures in many different ways. With the good alone, he is present by love as well as by knowledge, so that he is with them by agreement of wills. While their wills are subject to justice and right reason, God does not disdain to will what they will, for their wills being conformed to his, they in a manner unite God to themselves. If God is thus present with all the saints, he is especially so with Mary, with whom he was so closely united as to have not only one will, but one flesh, from his own divine nature and from her own virginal substance, one Christ was made, who, sharing both natures, was at once the Son of God and the Son of the Virgin Mary. The angel therefore says, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Not only is there with thee God the Son, whom thou dost clothe with thy flesh, but also God the Holy Ghost, of whom thou dost conceive, and God the Father, who begot him, who is to be thy Son. The Father is with thee, who makes his Son to be thine. The Son is with thee, who institutes with thee a wondrous sacrament, and yet preserves the seal of thy virginity. The Holy Spirit is with thee, and with the Father, and the Son he sanctifies thy pure womb. The Lord, therefore, is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. I love to add that Elizabeth soon after thy pronounced, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Not that, because thou art blessed, the fruit of thy womb is also blessed, but because he prevented thee with the blessings of sweetness, therefore art thou blessed. Truly blessed is the fruit of thy womb, in whom all nations are blessed, of whose fullness thou hast received as others have, but in a fuller measure. For this reason, therefore, thou art blessed best amongst women. He is called blessed not amongst men, not amongst angels, but as the apostle says, God blessed above all forever. Blessed, therefore, is the fruit of thy womb, blessed in sweet odor, blessed in sweet savor, blessed in beauty and in comeliness of form. The fragrance of this odoriferous fruit was perceived by him who said, The smell of my son is as the smell of a plentiful field, which the Lord hath blessed. And is not he truly blessed who is blessed by the Lord? Of the sweet relish of this fruit, one who had tasted of it exclaimed, O taste and see how sweet is the Lord! And elsewhere, O how great is the multitude of thy sweetness, O Lord, which thou hast hidden for them that fear thee! And Christ says of himself, while inviting us all to him, He that eateth me shall yet hunger, and he that drinketh me shall yet thirst. He said this because the sweet savor of this fruit, when once tasted, excites a greater appetite. Blessed fruit, which is the food and drink of those who hunger and thirst after justice. You have heard of its fragrance and of its savor. Hear now of its beauty. For if the fruit which brought death into the world was not only sweet to the taste, but beautiful to the eye, as the Scripture testifies, much more ought we to seek for beauty in this fruit of life. Upon which, as another passage in Holy Scripture remarks, the angels desire to look. Its beauty was seen in spirit, and desired to be seen in the flesh by him who said, Out of Sion the loveliness of his beauty. And lest you should think lightly of the beauty here commended, remember what is said in another psalm, Beautiful above the sons of men, grace is poured abroad on thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Blessed then is the fruit of thy womb, whom God hath blessed forever, and by whom thou thyself, O Mary, art blessed amongst women, because an evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit.